Yes.
What's the maximum capacity of your shower?
32 people.
Have you taken a shower yet?
No.
Do you plan on taking a shower with 32 people soon?
Yes.
What is the best pickup line for Trivia Weekend?
Ask us about oatmeal.
What happens when a team member falls asleep?
They get wieners thrown at them.
What is the dumbest answer you've given all trivia contests?
Don't you shove it.
Does your team have any interesting traditions?
Like, we oil up the wiener dog and run around and chase it. Thunder.
Would you rather work at a company where you're given great health benefits or Thursday is no pants day?
No pants day.
Do you have a no pants day for the trivia weekend?
No, but we're going to have one starting now. Everybody take your pants off. We oil up the wiener dog and run around and chase it.
Okay. For Trivia Focus, this is Brian.
I am Evan.
And I'm Matt.
Trivia Focus here on 90FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point, reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th from 6 until 8 p.m. and on Saturday, May 12th from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in Hour 13 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is worth 10 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 20 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 85 points. Question 7 is worth 500 points. Question 8 is worth 25 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. And question 10 is worth 0 points. Once again, the point values for questions in Hour 13 of Trivia 38 are: Question 1 is 10 points. Question 2 is 10 points. Question 3 is worth 20 points. Question 4 is worth 20 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 85 points. Question 7 is worth 500 points. Question 8 is worth 25 points. Question 9 is worth 0 points. Question 10 is worth 0 points. The top 5 team standings as of Hour 13, Question 8 are: In 5th place with 2,130 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. In 4th place with 2,460 points is Knights of Neek. In 3rd place with 2,480 points is Return of Sloopy X / Tied with Network. In 2nd place with 2,490 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 1st place with 2,595 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's Grocery Bag giveaway is Dio 9, the original internet team. The Grocery Bag giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's, 345-0901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to 90FM Studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's Grocery Bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's Grocery Bag giveaway is Dio 9, the original internet team. And now, question 1 of Hour 15 of Trivia 38. After his divorce, this fictional radio talk show host moves to Portland with his two teenage daughters. What is the first and last name of this fictional talk show host? Once again, question 1 of Hour 15 of Trivia 38. After his divorce, this fictional radio talk show host moves to Portland with his two teenage daughters. What is the first and last name of this fictional talk show host?
Well, you can have her. I don't want her. She didn't love me anyway. She only wanted someone to play with. But all I wanted say, well, if you get the wrong woman, there's only one thing that you can do. Just dig a hole and jump right in it and pull the ground right over you. Girl I love, she up and left me. She ran away with my best friend. Comes home at night just for 1 hour. When daylight comes, she's gone again. Without love is mighty empty, but confession good for the soul. I'd rather have love that I can cling to than have the world and all of its gold.
We're in the middle of question number 1, hour 15. After his divorce, this fictional radio talk show host moves to Portland with his 2 teenage daughters. What is the first and last name of this fictional talk show host? Good luck. Sound in the back. Again, that was question number two, hour 15. The question again, sometimes artists make, after his divorce, this fictional radio talk show host moves to Portland with his two teenage daughters. What is the first and last name of this fictional talk show host? The answer, Larry Adler. The answer, once again, is Larry Adler. Moving on, question number two, hour 15. Sometimes artists make dedications on their record album's liner notes. This album included the following dedication by the artist who recorded it. Dedicated to the beautiful attitude of the Sunshine People of California. What is the name of this album? Once again, question number two, hour 15. Sometimes artists make dedications on their record album's liner notes. This album included the following dedication by the artist who recorded it. Dedicated to the beautiful attitude of the Sunshine People of California. What is the name of this album? Good luck from 90 FM.
Kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the street, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, yeah. Watching shatter, you're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. On the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in, and the tide's gonna turn, and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
And we were right in the middle of question number two, hour 15. Sometimes artists make dedications on their record album's liner notes. This album included the following dedication by the artist who recorded it. Dedicated to the beautiful attitude of the Sunshine People of California. What is the name of this album?
I feel.
Phones out of the back. Phones down in the back. Again, question number two, hour 15. Sometimes artists make dedications on their record album's liner notes. This album included the following dedication by the artist who recorded it. Dedicated to the beautiful attitude of Sunshine People of California. What is the name of this album? The answer. Question number two, hour 15, is Weekend in L.A. Again, the answer is Weekend in L.A. This is Trivia Stone Clue Group A, clue number four. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number four. Access the driveway as directed and turn left. Turn right after the red X. Continue past the ugly pink door, the pair of songbirds, and the birdbath. Go past the group that recorded My Never My Love. And turn left. Continue past the cat and the clown. Go past the windmill and the cardinal. Now turn left. Again, this is Trivia Stone Group A, clue number four. Exit the driveway as directed and turn left. Turn right after the red X. Continue past the ugly pink door, the pair of songbirds, and the birdbath. Go past the group that recorded Never My Love and turn left. Continue past the cat and the clown. Go past the windmill and the cardinal. Now turn left. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but would require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette. Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38, with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal, Experience the Difference, 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181, and online at dreamweaversbridal.com. And Applied Tech Solutions, Incorporated, removing the boundaries between you and technology, 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703. Now, moving on to question number three, hour 15. For on-air purposes, this radio personality reversed the letters of his last name. He became known to millions of housewives as the top dispenser of romantic dialogue in early radio. What is the performing first and last name of this personality? Again, question three, hour 15. For on-air purposes, this radio personality reversed the letters of his last name. He became known to millions of housewives as the top dispenser of romantic dialogue in early radio. What is the performing first and last name of this personality? Good luck from 90FM. Yeah, we are right in the middle of question number 3, hour 15. For on-air purposes, this radio personality reversed the letters of his last name. He became known to millions of housewives as the top dispenser of romantic dialogue in early radio. What is the performing first and last name of this personality? Good luck.
I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I can't get warm without your hand to hold. The radiator's hissing, still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler, but that don't do no good. They told me to pour some oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some oil in the burner, but that don't do no good. The radiator's hissing, still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. I need your love to keep away the cold. I need your love to keep away the cold.
And phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Question 3, hour 15 again. For on-air purposes, this radio personality reversed the letters of his last name. He became known to millions of housewives as the top dispenser of romantic dialogue in early radio. What is the performing first and last name of this personality? Answer to question 3, hour 15 is Tony Wands. The answer again, question 3, hour 15 is Tony Wands. Moving right along to question 4, hour 15. What is the first and last name of the big screen character who made the following statement? I've got the motive, which is money, and I've got the body, which is dead. Again, question 4, hour 15. What is the first and last name of the big screen character who made the following statement? I've got the motive, which is money, and I've got the body, which is dead. Good luck from 90 FM.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hey, hey.
And we were right in the middle of question 4, hour 15. What is the first and last name of the big screen character who made the following statement? I've got the motive, which is money, and the body, which is debt. Good luck from 90 FM. Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. Again, question 4, hour 15. What is the first and last name of the big screen character who made the following statement? I've got the motive, which is money, and I've got the body, which is dead. The answer to question 4, hour 15 is Bill Gillespie. The answer to question 4, hour 15, Bill Gillespie.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point, connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni. And St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. Trivia 38. And Jesse Salcido.
Moving right along to question number 5, hour 15. scandal abounded when this professional football player changed leagues. He was better known for allegedly attempting to sell his Los Angeles Rams playbook to the New Orleans Saints than his prowess on the playing field. What is the first and last name of this player? Again, question 5, hour 15. Scandal abounded when this professional football player changed leagues. He was better known for allegedly attempting to sell his Los Angeles Rams playbook to the New Orleans Saints than his prowess on the playing field. What is the first and last name of this player? Good luck from 90FM.
I'm saving my money to buy you a rainbow, a rainbow, to fit on your finger. Side by side in the moonlight, we'll count the stars as we go strolling by. Maybe one day we'll own those beautiful diamonds that glisten like the teardrops from your eyes. Feel on a moment like this, when hand in hand, when we reminisce, your eyes seem to glow when you whisper low, oh, I really love you. I'm saving my money to buy you a rainbow, a rainbow,
a rainbow,
to fit on your finger.
Right in the middle of question 5, hour 15, scandal abounded when this professional football player changed leagues. He was better known for allegedly attempting to sell his Los Angeles Rams playbook to the New Orleans Saints than his prowess on the playing field. What is the first and last name of this player?
I cry myself to sleep night, wishing I could hold you tight. Life seems so empty since you went away. The pillow where you lay your head now holds my lonely tears instead, and it keeps right on. Since you're gone, it keeps right on a hurt. Every minute of the day, every hour you're away, I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. But when I see you passing by, my heart breaks down and cries.
million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but you forgot your memory, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. It keeps right on a hurting every minute of the day, every hour. So lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on. And it keeps right on a hurting since you've gone.
And phone sound in the back. Phone sound in the back. The question again, question 5, hour 15. Scandal abounded when this professional football player changed leagues. He was better known for allegedly attempting to sell his Los Angeles Rams playbook to the New Orleans Saints than his prowess on the playing field. What is the first and last name of this player? The answer to question 5, hour 15 is Carl Sweeten. The answer to question 5, hour 15 again is Carl Sweeten. Moving right along, question number 6, hour 15. What is the mode of transportation used by the little Einsteins? Again, what is the mode of transportation used by the little Einsteins? Good luck from 90 FM. We are right in the middle of question number 6, hour 15. What is the mode of transportation used by the little Einsteins? Good luck from 90 FM.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. Gonna be bright, bright.
And phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Question 6, hour 15 again. What is the mode of transportation used by the little Einsteins? The answer to question 6, hour 15 is rocket ship. The answer to question 6, hour 15 is rocket ship. Moving on to question number 7, hour 15. Prior to her transformation, Bobby Markowitz was seen at the 4th of July picnic looking rather frumpy. On her t-shirt is printed the name of a classic rock band. What is the name of that band? Again, prior to her transformation, Bobby Markowitz was seen at the 4th of July picnic looking rather frumpy. On her t-shirt is printed the name of a classic rock band. What is the name of that band? Good luck from 90FM.
Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you a while ago. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If you can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him that lives at the river, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can.
The Mississippi River can't keep us apart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind, gotta have your loving one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together Mississippi River
can't keep us apart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. There's too much love in this this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
We are right in the middle of question number 7, hour 15. Prior to her transformation, Bobby Markowitz was seen at the 4th of July picnic looking rather frumpy. On her t-shirt is printed the name of a classic rock band. What is the name of that band? Good luck! Phones down in the back, phones down in the back. That was question seven, hour 15. Prior to her transformation, Bobby Markowitz was seen at the 4th of July picnic looking rather frumpy. On her t-shirt is printed the name of a classic rock band. What is the name of that band? The answer to question seven, hour 15, is Deep Purple. The answer, once again, is Deep Purple. Moving right along, question number eight, hour 15. Sometimes we just do things that in life that aren't totally what we want. Recently, two artists wrote about that exact situation when singing about their mind being in Georgia and the feet on the way to California. What are the last names of these two artists? Again, sometimes we just do things in life that aren't totally what we want. Recently, two artists wrote about that exact situation when singing about their mind being in Georgia and their feet on the way to California. What are the last names of these two artists? Good luck. Woo! We are right in the middle of question 8 in hour 15. Sometimes we just do things in life that aren't totally what we want. Recently, two artists wrote about that exact situation when singing about their mind being in Georgia and their feet on the way to California. What are the last names of these two artists?
Satisfaction, we're gonna find out what it is all about.
And phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. Again, question 8, hour 15. Sometimes we just do things in life that aren't totally what we want. Recently, two artists wrote about that exact situation when singing about their mind being in Georgia and their feet on the way to California. What are the last names of these two artists? The answers to question 8, hour 15, is Clapton and Kale. The answer again is Clapton and Kale.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs, 601 Main Street, Stevens Point, St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Good morning. With 90 FM News, I'm Michael E. Bauman. Classes soon to be offered in Malaysian colleges could be useful for dealing with Trivia Weekend's aftermath. Courses on maintaining public restroom cleanliness are in the works. Curriculum would include managing bathrooms at the highest sanitation standards. Government officials say they hope to bring the public lavatory hygiene up to par with those of countries like England and Singapore. Malaysia is ready to revolutionize its public bathroom etiquette after dealing with not the most welcoming reputation by lacking the luxuries of soap, toilet paper, and sometimes even toilet seats. In other news, for some lucky grade school kids, the joy of not having homework may not be limited to the summer months anymore. Officials at Oaknell Elementary, as well as other schools in San Francisco Bay Area, are considering the idea of banning homework except for reading, special projects, or catch-up work. The idea is supported by critics of homework, who say it only demands more time from already stressed-out kids who need to be playing or spending time with their families. Others who support homework argue that it teaches students to